Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's good? We back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Bino, with my lovely co-host, the West Coast auntie, Miss Kimmy Simone, live in the building. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. For all inquiries, please hit us up at putemonblastradio@gmail.com. Please send them to 3 tracks and a photo so we can add you to the calendar, and it's all love. You can also find us on Twitter at putonblastradio or Crazy Mo Blood Bino or co-host Kimmy at Twitter. You can find us, or you can find us on Facebook at Crazy Mo Blood Bino or Put 'Em On Blast Radio and hit the like button. Or co-host Kimmy Simone, or Kimmy co-host Kimmy Simone fans, and add her as a fan, and it's all good and it's all love. Tonight, I want to give love to all the fans, all the supporters, sponsors, everybody, Swag Magazine, CA, No Face, Shadow Man, Amy, West Coast Hip Hop Awards. Anybody want to go to the West Coast Hip Hop Awards in Los Angeles 2014, August 2nd and 3rd, please contact OctaviusMiller@yahoo.com, OctaviusMiller@yahoo.com for all inquiries. It's all good. It's all love. I want to give shout out to everybody in Sactown, Stand Up, West Coast. You know, it's all good. Shout out to the big homie Rum. OYG Red Rum, that's who that is. Badass, OG Cocaine, Big Sebo, everybody get much love. West Coast Mafia, Mac Rail, Lenny out in UK, you know, just holding it down. I'm just giving all our love to everybody out there. It's all good. And anybody want to be on the new The Real Freeway Rick Ross mixtape for Sacramento, please hit me up. They have the American Gangster Tour coming through Sacramento this spring. Please hit us up for all tickets. $20 is tickets. $50 for VIP passes. We have them. Please contact Put 'Em On Blast Radio for all tickets and all inquiries for the American Gangster 2014 tour that's coming to Sacramento this spring. It's all good. It's all that. Tonight we have Tagga from The Rich calling in tonight for his interview. Then later on, we got TK. You know, we got a good show tonight. But right now, we're just going to keep it moving and get into the groove. And I do believe my co-host is on the line. Let me see if she's there. Miss Kimmy Simone, is you there?
What's up? What's up? Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans. I'm right here on the other side of town with my niece and family. And we all want to say to you, God bless y'all. Be safe and be blessed.
It's all good. It's all love. That's right there with the West Coast auntie, Miss Kimmy Simone. But right now, we're going to bring Tagga live in the building. Say what's good, Tagga. You're live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
What up, man? Put 'Em On Blast Radio. It's Tagga, straight from The Rich. Warren High Music.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You got much love from Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, and Raw Dog Music all day, every day. Right now, Tagga, for all the people who don't know who you are, let everybody know who Tagga is.
Oh, what up, man? I'm Tagga. I'm a Richmond artist, man, from straight from the Bay Area. Been doing this shit about 5-6 years, man. It's a humble cat out here, money hungry, trying to do my thing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And can you let people know where they can find Tagga Music and let everybody know when your music is dropping and everything and how they can contact you on Facebook and social media?
Oh, yeah. You can find my music on SoundCloud.com at Tagga Music, T-A-G-G-A Music, M-U-S-I-C. You can find me on Facebook at Tagga Beats, T-A-G-G-A Beats. Reverb Nation, just type in Tagga. YouTube, actually, I got a couple of videos coming out right now. I got one called High As Me. Should be dropping in a few days on YouTube. Just type in High As Me, Tagga. The list goes on, man.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Is there any shout-outs you want to give out right now?
Huh?
Is there any shout-outs you want to give out right now?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to the whole Sacramento and the Underrated Nation.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I want to ask you, Tagger, how do you feel about this music industry right now?
It's faulty, man. A lot of snakes. A lot of, I call it crabs in the buckets, man. Someone gets to the top and they want to pull you down.
Yeah, I understand that. That happens everywhere, and I don't know why people do that. But it's all good, though. They're going to learn the hard way about that, though. But why should people even accept Tagger into this industry?
Man, because my music comes straight from the heart, man. No gimmicks. None of that funny shit.
Wait, you breaking up? What you say?
I say that's just doing me, man. I got no gimmicks, man. No funny dancing. No skinny jean wearing. No bright clothes. None of that.
How do you feel about the rappers that nowadays are wearing skinny jeans?
I think they need to get them jeans back to their sister.
See, that's crazy. That is crazy. That is what they need to do because that's ridiculous. You know, it's all good, though. But I also want to ask you, Tagger, how have you grown over the years from when you first started doing music to right now?
Man, if you just listen to my whole catalog, I went from that grimy-ass bullshit talking about shooting this, shooting that. That shit wasn't getting me nowhere. And at the end of the day, it's not a good look. And, you know, I got a lot of brothers and sisters, and I don't want them, you know, listening to that bullshit. And I got a son now. I don't want them looking at that. So I changed my whole music. Whole way how I do it now. I started trying to have fun, party music, live life.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, we're going to get into a quick little break, but Tag, I want you to introduce this song, My Niggas and My Bitches, and let everybody know the concept behind this song.
My Niggas, My Bitches, man. This is me and my little sis, Lady E, the new West Coast queen. A lot of people don't like that, but she on fire. Ask anybody. You can ask Keek the Sneaky, he'll tell you, man. We got new shit coming out with Keek, too. Lady and Keek, but it's just me and my niggas and my bitches, man. When we hit the club, man, we shine like superstars.
That's what's up. And you guys heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. This is Tagger from the Rich, My Niggas, My Bitches.
Up in a club, I'm about to fall. I spent a couple thousand, I'm a digging niggas out with a shovel. Color blind, put it out, twist it out, I can press them. Lady E-Best-B, I'm the queen of the ghetto. I hunt fist, hit on my level. Wardrobe killer, digging niggas out with a shovel. Color blind, put it out, twist it out, I can press them. Lady E-Best-B, I'm the queen of the ghetto. I
spent a couple sales and I'm a superstar. I'm with me and my niggas, my niggas, my niggas. And me and my bitches, my niggas. When I step up in a club, I'm by the ball. I spent a couple sales and I'm a superstar. I'm with me and my niggas, my niggas, my niggas. And me and my bitches, my niggas.
I'll put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And that right there was Tagger from the Ridge. My niggas, my bitches. Shout out to him. And everybody, please go out and support Tagger. It's all good. It's all love. Shout out once again to my co-host, the West Coast auntie, Miss Kimmy Simone. It's all good. It's all love. Tagger, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all love. I want to ask you, who motivated you to do music from the get-go?
My best friend, rest in peace, DZ Simo.
That's
yeah, he was rapping before I started about doing it. I was just making beats, and when he passed, I just took his rap book. He started perfecting the crap.
That's what's up. And who do you look up to in this industry?
My homeboy, Thomas Pridgen. Some rock star shit, man. Grammy Award winning from the Memorials. Shit. There's a lot of cats, man. E-40, Key, Too Short, you know, the Bay Area legends. Shit, man. It's a lot, man. It's a list. I got a list of the motherfuckers I look up to.
Oh, it's all good. Is there a positive message you can give to all the upcoming young artists coming out of the industry?
Yep, stop the gang rap, man. It's not getting us nowhere as a people.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. And what is your purpose for doing music?
My purpose is I'm just trying to live out DC Simo's life, man. Took his life into my hands after someone else took his life, tragically. Oh, shit.
What's up?
My purpose in life, you know, make a name.
Uh-huh. It's all good. And I want to ask you, what achievements have you made so far in this industry?
Man, my biggest achievement was when I performed with Dipset 2 years ago in San Francisco. Just them, just come listen, just choose me to come perform with them to open up. That was big for me. I'm underground local. From the listen to my music and choose me, that's a big achievement for me.
That's what's up. And do you find it hard to do music nowadays?
Yeah, I feel it's hard nowadays, especially for an up-and-coming artist.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. And another question, how would you give back to the people when you make it to your peak?
Man, I'm opening up community centers all over with music in there so children have more outreach, you know, computers and all that, you know. Type lessons, all that art lessons, because I'm into graffiti. I'm an artist myself, so art classes for the kids. You know, I didn't have a canvas and the paintbrushes to write on. I had spray cans. I had to teach myself. See, if I had a canvas and some oil paints, you know, I could be in a museum somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And we're gonna get into another quick break, but I want you to introduce this song right here, R.O.D. You know, ride or die. Let everybody know the concept behind this song.
Yeah, this RODC, Ride or Die Chick, man. A solid chick, you know. Wanted, humble, down to earth, you know, but get wild too, you know. This song featuring DT Don't Touch from Pushing Fast Records. That's my bro right here. I produced the track, all these beats you're going to hear tonight, I made that. So if I need beats, holler at me. Shit, let's spin that shit.
What's up? And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hill radio station, Tagger, Ride or Die Chick.
When it's on, then it's on, we go all night. Baby girl touch her toes and she bouncing right. And you know that she loyal, yeah, I'm type of shit. My ride or die, she don't wanna fuck with. When it's on, then it's on, we go all night. Baby girl touch her toes and she bouncing right. And you know that she loyal, yeah, I'm type of shit. My ride or die, she don't wanna fuck with. I love it when she touch her toes, make a nigga wanna rip off her clothes. I'm up all night, just took a no dose. She fucks with me tough, I love when she pose. She always wants a dick, she loves taking trips. She always at my shows, every time I spit. Head game good, bread game great. She got a nigga back every time I leave state. She opened up my mind to things I didn't see. In the back of my mind thinking how can it be. She cool with the fam, she take me how I am. She might act a fool but she never puts me down. She give me all the love through the peace like a dove. And when I fall down, she help me get up. She try to keep me happy and that's what counts. She always on my mind like the blessings I count.
When it's on, then it's on, we can go all night. Baby girl touch her toes and she bouncing right. And you know that she loyal, yeah, I'm type of shit. My ride or die, she don't wanna fuck with. When it's on, then it's on, we can go all night. Baby girl touch her toes and she bouncing right. And you know that she loyal, yeah, I'm type of shit. My ride or die, she don't wanna fuck with.
Patron in my body, rolling up that loud ganja. You on like I'm on, then twerk the tagger. Speed it up, drop it down, bitch, bust that open. Can a nigga slide in like I stole second base? Knock the dust off, gun for home. Hennessy the remedy when I'm in my zone. Fucking cookies by the pound so high I fly. Two blunts to the dome, I can't find my way home. You on like I'm on in the middle of the building. Middle fingers to the ceiling, yellow fuck cottage feeling. You ain't about that life, you ain't about that life. Baby girl, touch your toes, can you bounce it right? Can you wiggle how you wiggle with the taggy in the middle? Throw the shit back, matter of fact, earthquake it. Them other bitches hate it cause them other bitches basic. Them other bitches hate it cause them other bitches basic.
When it's on, then it's on, we go all night.
Baby girl, touch your toes, can you drop it right? And you know that she loyal, yeah, I'm type of shit. My ride or die, she don't wanna fuck with. It's on, then it's on, we go all night. Baby girl touch her toes and she bounces
yeah,
right. And
right.
You know that she loyal, yeah, I'm type of shit. My ride or die, she don't wanna fuck with.
Once again, Put 'Em On Blast Radio, live in the building with Tagger, RODC, Ride or Die Chick. Please go out and support Tagger from the Ritz. It's all good and it's all love. And right now,
yeah.
Tagger, I want to ask you, how do you feel about all the beef that's going on in the game right now?
It's too much beef, man. Not enough money getting. Everybody funking, not getting no money. It's the whole, we all in the same game to try to get some money. Don't hate on somebody that's getting it.
What's up? And I want to ask you, do you feel like hip-hop is dead right now?
It's not dead. It's just it's looking for that one person from the Northern California to kick that door open, actually. Because them L.A. cats, they on, you know. But we need somebody from Northern Cali just to really push that door open up for everybody.
That's right. That's right. And how do you feel about the support system that's going on in your city?
I don't see a support system at all. I don't see one at all.
How do you think they can better it?
Yeah, we need to get one together, though, a music commission or something like that. Just how all the Atlanta cats is on, you know, they pushing everybody. Every neighborhood, every city got their artists. They got their star out there in Atlanta. Same with New York. We need that for the Bay Area. Why not have a star from Oak Park and North Highlands and all that shit on mainstream? In Oakland and all these other cities. Why not have a mainstream artist? Like, we got Too Short and Keek and all the motherfuckers from Oakland, but what about the other cities that are surrounding it?
Mm.
We got talent out here. It's too much talent out here, and it's not recognized.
For real, it's all good, though. They need to do something. That's why we're trying to get everybody together in Sacramento so we can have almost like a peace treaty that is to talk about our support system here in Sacramento for all Sacramento residents, how we can really better it just like all the other cities, how we can come together.
And on Sacramento music, I watched the scene. I listened to the music and stuff. I look at all the views online. All the videos got 70,000 views, 80,000 views. But then you listen to the songs, they all gang music. They talk about shooting each other south in Oak Park shit. Come on now. The motherfuckers talk about some other shit with all them views they got and the following they got. Come on, they can make some real money right now.
Yeah, they could. That's why we're trying to tell everybody they need to make more positive music out there for people. You know, for the old folks, for the youngsters, for everybody, because everybody's tired of all the killing and all the prostitute music and drug music. We just need a little more motivational music out there. And I can't wait till somebody really step up and really just do it and really, you know, start a trend with it, straight positive music. And that's what we need for everybody. You know, but it's all good, though. And how do you feel about these copycat rappers?
Copycat rappers, bubblegum rappers, stealing everybody's style, stealing everybody's sound, even the producers, not just the rappers, producers too. A lot of copycats, man. Shit, just be original with your shit. Like, I try to make my shit sound a little bit different, though. I listen to, like, when I first started making beats, I listened to a lot of Swizz Beatz and Dr. Dre, and I tried to mix it in between, but then I didn't want to sound like them. I just, shit, had to perfect my own shit.
That's right, that's right. You know, that's what everybody got to do. Do your own thing, you know, stay original. And as long as you stay original, everybody will like you. But once you start copying everybody else's style, that's where it turns all bad. And everybody starts talking bad about you. And then your career ends before it starts. You know, people need to recognize that. Most people's career ends before it starts. And a lot of people get frustrated and don't understand why they can't make it off the ground. Like, I didn't did this song, and I didn't did this album, this video, and that video. And I realized their career is over with because of whatever they did or whatever it may be. And I don't know. I feel bad for all them artists like that. But and while we're talking about that anyway, how do you feel about the people that talk about or that criticize all the artists saying, you know, if you come from nothing, that's fine and dandy. But since you come from nothing, once you make $1 million, they automatically assume you're part of the Illuminati. How do you feel about that?
I got one word for you. Jealousy. That's all it is. Just jealousy.
Jealousy. Yeah, and they need
I got on, or you got on, they going to talk shit. If they don't know, they ain't got to know you. They going to run their mouth.
The
air with Northern California, as soon as any artist get a little bit of shine, it's all these other motherfuckers that want to pull them down. Instead of supporting them. Push his music instead of yours. This shit obviously going somewhere.
For real. I don't understand why people don't want to support nobody.
Yeah, now stop bandwagoning and supporting.
Yeah, and they need to really support by buying the CDs. Yeah, they need to buy people's albums and stop downloading for free.
For real.
That way artists can see their CD sales. They can see the money. And all the fans out there that sit up all day and say that they support artists, but at the end of the day, when the artists go check the sound scan and check the numbers, it don't add up. See, fans are saying, we love you, we support you, we bought your album, but all you people saying you bought somebody's album, but when they check the numbers, it's like none of you guys bought anything. You lied. You just lying just so the artist will like you. See what I'm saying? Just show a little support. Go out and buy an album or two. Ain't nobody saying buy all 20, 30 albums. But go out and support, buy a couple of T-shirts, buy a couple of CDs, a couple of concert tickets, and it's all good and it's all love. You know?
Yeah. And support all your local shows.
That's right. Support all your local artists and support all your local shows. It is what it is. And right now, Tagga, is there anything that you might want to put on blast at this time?
No, I got nothing to put on blast, but I do got a show coming out next month, March 25th at the Blue Lamp. I'm hosting this one right here. It's called You Ain't High as Me. I'm going to rock the stage tonight. I got Juggernaut the Beast from the Underrated Nation. I got Lady E out there and a couple of special guests out there.
That's what's up. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And Tagga, we salute you for calling in. We thank you for calling in tonight. It's all good. It's all love with us. And I want you to introduce this song right here, High as Me, and let everybody know the concept behind this track.
High as Me is featuring DT Don't Touch from Pushing Fast Records. If you know me, you know ain't no one high as me. Not talking about hard drugs, narcotics. I'm talking about marijuana, cannabis. I'm a smoker. That's all.
For real, yeah. It's all good.
Just high as me, dude. Man.
High as Me. This is Tagga, High as Me. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And we salute you, Tagga, for calling in. And once again, everybody, please go out and support Tagga and support his show he got coming up at the Blue Lamp. There's special guests going to be in the house, so please go out and support him if you're here in Sacramento, California.
If you need beats, holla at me. If you need beats,
Tagga from the Rich. And once again, we salute you, Tagga, and this right here is Tagga, High as Me. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station.
My mind is deep, smoking on that purple leaf, we call it crown. Color scheme inventing things that move a vibration of sound. Open up my eyes and blow out a big cloud. Eyes bloodshot red, two shots to the head. That Patron got me and your girl in the bed. Magic, my mind invents, so call me Inspector Gadget. The platinum cookies is just a strand, you gotta have it. Nothing lasts forever but love, a true fact. And a lot of these mind states nowadays be trapped.
What I'm smoking, sipping on is a highly exclusive. one solid ass nigga. I be a rich and Cali underrated, born high. Can't you see I'm sky high, soaring off the purple tree. Remix the purple lean, dirty Sprite, lean right, I'm feeling right. Flipping Jack and killing I ain't pass me them vapors. No more papers, but them switches be calling. Pack a blunt, a holler, this that born high music. 3 grams up in my switcher, I ride around, not puffy, cause I ain't got no worry. Vision getting blurry, I swear like Chinese, I'm breaking down some hybrid. Sad a man, moral art, push out like Harley. No saver, doobie exterminator, agitator for a hater, call it Darth Vader, I do it major. Role player, from sack to Richmond, we out here getting it, we out here grinding.
I be on a grind on a late night, I tryna get shit right. I be on 2 blunts to the stone, can't find my way home, I'm definitely in my zone. I be on a late night, high on the grind, tryna get shit right, tryna get shit right. I be on 2 blunts to the stone, can't find my way home, I'm definitely in my zone. I be
the best, the queen up in this west, when I tested being recklessly, you with us on my set. DC, that's where the rep, the tourist in California. Bloody fuck boy, I leave you holy like a donut. Hold up, true religious swag when I show up. All my niggas bad, hella stacks in them big trucks. Make these bitches sick, cause I'm sexy and rich. And the only thing I need your nigga for is a dick. The money is automatic, so I'm driving a stick. I put the strip in the gas and turn step in the bitch. See all these niggas harassing, guess they all on my clique. I be so underrated, you can tell by my clique. Think I'm playing the game, then you taking the risk. My niggas coming to bang, we ain't fighting with fists. Serving them birds, why you serving the zit? You a bitch, baby, sit. You should suck on my tit, nigga.
I be on a grind on a late night, I trying to get shit right. I be on 2 blunts to the door, can't find my way home, I'm definitely in my zone. I be on a late night, I trying to grind, trying to get shit right, trying to get shit right. I be on 2 blunts to the door, can't find my way home, I'm definitely in my zone. I be.
Yeah, what's good? We back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. That right there was Tagger, I Be On. And shout out to Tagger once again for coming on and blessing Put 'Em On Blast Radio with a new 2014 live interview. It's all good. It's all love. Please go out and support Tagger. Tagger from the Rich. If you guys need any beats, please holla at Tagger. It's all good and it's all love. But right now, we're going to get into a new interview, and we got TK live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Say what's good, TK, to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
Hey, what's up, everybody out there, man? This is TK, man, from the Synergy Group, 36-ounce Larceny and Larceny Books. Man, what's up, man? We're trying to make some things happen, man, from L.A. to the Bay and worldwide.
That's what's up. We bless you guys for calling in. We support you guys. Much blessings to you guys, and we hope everybody go out and support you guys. And right now, can you let everybody know who the artist is, who you are, the individual?
Yeah, no doubt. I've been in the music game for about 15 years consistent right now. Started, man, in the mid-90s. Actually came to the West Coast, had a connection through Harlem to work with Dr. Dre. So when I got out here, I realized that the first day I went up to Death Row, that Dre had actually, left Death Row. And I got a good business relationship with David Kenner, who was one of the lawyers from Death Row. And some of the people that, I kind of picked their minds and decided that the business is what I wanted to learn. I was always good. And then I started managing Boo Capone with Who Banging. Shout out to Mac 10. And work with different artists. Right now we have Raven Sorvino, who has a song right now called Trapline. You can check it out on Complex. You can check it out on Hip Hop DX. I'm working with an artist named David Sebastian. He's amazing. I'm working with an artist named San One. And I'm working with a rapper named D Goods, who has a song right now called Hall of Fame. He also has a clothing collaboration with some of Eminem's people in Detroit. Shout out to Burn Rubber. So if you go to burnrubberdetroit.com, you'll be able to see his collaboration right now. So a lot of things, man. You know, we got art, we got music, books, trying to do everything we can do.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Is there a positive message that you can give to all the young upcoming artists coming out in the industry?
Oh, man, most definitely. I actually, you know, one of the things that I do and I try to talk to the kids about, I started out in a very bad situation. And I was, as you could say, the depths of the hood, if you want to say. I was involved in the hood, you know, in the drug culture, selling drugs, around a lot of people that really had no hope and inspiration. So I always had hope, even when I was, you know, doing my thing in the streets. I always had hope. I come from good people. So I never felt like just selling drugs was my thing. I felt like it was an opportunity for me to make some money. So because I felt like that, I didn't get caught up in some of the things that other people get caught up in. And because of that, I was able to get out of it. So my main thing to the kids, no matter how bad everything looks right now, no matter how you may not have positive, you know, affirmation from your mom, your dad, your friends on the street, always believe in yourself, always believe in God. And if you have a purpose, your purpose will be defined by the work that you do. So a lot of us think that, you know, we get the sack that's going to define us. We think that we do these other things that are going to define us. What defines us, your legacy, is the good and bad work that you do. So I just tell people it doesn't matter if you've done bad things or terrible things. There isn't anybody on the earth who hasn't. You are able to control what happens from this point on. So my thing is take a negative, turn it into a positive, and just be a living example.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's a real positive message from TK, and I hope you guys all soak it up. It's all good. It's all love, because that's what Put 'Em on Blast Radio is. We're a positive radio station. We are a nonprofit organization. We are here for the people. We are here for the artists. We are here to help. All you have to do, if you're real and you're serious about your craft, I mean serious about your craft, you hit us up. Hit us, Put 'Em on Blast Radio. We'll help promote you. We'll help get the word out. We'll do our part to help put you on blast so the world can know about you. It's all good and it's all love. And right now, TK, I want to ask you, how do you feel about this music industry and the changes or the transition that is taking right now?
Well, I feel that, to be honest with you, it's a really good time for anybody in the music industry, because what you have with the advent of the internet, and just, you know, definitely from down here, you know, you Bay Area people up in Northern California in the Bay are independent hustlers. Even though Easy pretty much from Southern California invented the modern rap game, you know, Cash Money, Master P, Tony Draper, Luke, all them guys kind of followed after Easy's example. But Northern California put it to the foothold, because you guys were the first people to consistently do it year after year after year. So what we have now is you got brothers like Nipsey Hussle, you got brothers like Dom Kennedy, you got brothers like Casey Veggies from down here in L.A., and they're committed to making good music. And more importantly, they're committed to making money off of their good music. So I love it right now. The keys for the youngsters, if they stay focused, the ability for you to come in the game and make money has never been like it is right now. You don't really need a major. You do need an investor, whether that's your people, whether you save your own money up. But once you get your thing together, you're definitely able to take your small hustle and monopolize it and make it into a bigger thing, because I'm watching people do it every day.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's real right there. And shout out to the homeboy Oz, the OZ, holding it down in Florida. See, he's the dude Oz, he's this rapper and this dude I've been knowing for a minute. And I want to put him on my label, but it just, there's a connection problem, because he's on the East Coast and I'm on the West Coast and I'm real busy and he's doing what he's doing. But he needs him some connections, and I'll be trying to tell him and everybody else to call in, because this is what we have. This is what Put 'Em on Blast Radio is. So when people like you call in with all this good information, they can soak it up and they can network with a person like you. And who knows, they may be able to have that West Coast, East Coast connection and make something happen. Because there's a lot of artists that's upcoming artists that have lots of talent, but they're being slept on. And I don't know why they're being slept on. Now, my question to you is, why do you feel like good artists is being slept on besides of the bad artists?
Okay, I really think it comes down to, you know, on this thing, it's almost like when you look at professional sports, and you know, you say my cousin down the street, man, he's the nicest person I've ever seen play basketball or play football.
Mm-hmm.
The business is not set up off of talent. Unfortunately,
yeah.
It's not. The business is set up off of the business. So with that being said, the hubs of the business are in New York and L.A. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the talent that comes is not from New York and L.A. They're from Middle America. They're from other areas. You know what I mean? And they either make their way to New York or L.A. or somebody from New York or L.A. has a connection to these artists. And because of that, what happens is a lot of times the people that work at these labels are the people. I'm originally from down south. I was born down south in Tennessee, but I lived in New York. I lived in Detroit. I lived in Atlanta, and I spent half my life in L.A. So with that being said, when you live in all these spots, I don't care whether it's a country back road. I don't care if it's a Harlem block. I don't care if I'm in Watts. I don't care if I'm in the Dirty 30s in East Oakland. You know what I mean? I'm going to touch the people. So I touch the people. You can't expect these people. It's just like a banker at Bank of America. His job ain't to go out and find the next small business that's going to make them millions of dollars. You have to come into Bank of America and get a loan and get a loan officer, and they work with you. So what we have to start understanding is, it all starts on your, I always tell people, it starts with your talent, and then from your talent, you go outside your house. It could be your next-door neighbor. It could be the homie down the street. It could be the neighborhood barbershop. It could be the fish spot. It could be the chicken barbecue spot. What I'm saying is, if you are really talented and you have something, the first thing you need to do is get out. Don't be on the internet all day. The internet is cool. Don't get me wrong. It's great to get a buzz. But if you're not hot in your area, you need to go to an area. Like if you use the internet and you get hot, and just say you from, I don't know, you from Kentucky and you get hot in Louisiana, then you might need to move to Louisiana. So my point is, wherever you at or whatever market you're trying to go to, you need to touch that market. So I think a lot of artists, because of their natural talent, they say, man, I'm dope. Man, you didn't hear that? And they can rhyme and everything. That's only one part of it. People invest in the things that they're going to get their money back. It's just like a simple thing, any kind of business operation, whether you're selling something, you invest in it because you think you're going to make profit. So people, the talent is one thing, but it's not the only thing. So to me, what a lot of artists aren't doing is connecting with the people in the area. Like I said, start with your homeboys. Then from your homeboys, move into people that are in a professional capacity. Learn information. Learn who these A&Rs are. Learn who your DJs are in your area. Learn who DJs are in other areas. Learn who influential people are in the industry, and get at them on Twitter. Get at them on Facebook. That's what you need to be doing instead of sending a girl some crazy pictures, instead of sending these, wasting your time and putting guns up and putting jewelry up and all the stupid stuff that the younger kids do on Instagram and Twitter. Get on there and start networking with people because you have a direct connect to somebody. And I know if I go to my Twitter inbox and somebody sends me some music, and you can go to Larceny Leader on Twitter, you can go to Larceny Leader on Facebook, you can go to Larceny Leader on Instagram. If I see anything that's good music, I'm going to take – it's my job to take time out of my day to make sure that I touch that product and that product has something to do with me. That's my job. You know what I mean? So I'm going to get on my thing. So to answer your question, I know it was a little long-winded. I'm sorry. But to answer your question, I think artists get overlooked because their focus is not on getting their talent out there. I think their focus is on developing the talent. And I think that's what every artist needs to do. But once you develop that talent, once you get your own original, unique voice, the next thing you need to do is build up a business team and just take it from there. Your talent is only going to take you so far. Your business team that's what separates Beyonce, Rihanna from any other girl in the hood that can sing, is because of the people that introduced them into their business situations and then guided them throughout their career.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And why should people accept TK?
Well, you know, I think my credibility speaks, my authenticity speaks. I'm out here in L.A., the home of the Crips and the Bloods. We come from one of the roughest turfs out here in America. So if you're able to survive out here, you could pretty much survive anywhere in America. I've been out here in the wilderness, as we say, off the porch since a young boy. And my message is that of survival. My message is that, is, you know, the black man, we're kings. We're the first of anything. Civilization started on this planet for the black man and woman. So you're very noble. You emanate that of God. I'm not just, and it's just me, you, anybody. I'm no different than anybody. But what does make me different is that I know my self-power and I know my self-worth, and I'm not willing to settle for anything. So I'm dying in the pursuit of excellence. That's what my daughter, if I die right now, she'll tell you my daddy, he was a lot of things, but he wasn't a quitter. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's what's up. And that's real talk right there. And right now we're going to get into a quick break. And I want you to introduce this song. I don't want to get her name wrong. It's Raven.
Okay.
Sorvino.
Raven Sorvino. Raven Sorvino.
Called Trill Bitches. Let everybody know about this song.
Man, you know, this is something that Raven did. Shout out to her producer, Woody Produce, man. Raven really went in on this. You can go check out the video right now on YouTube. Just hit in Raven Sorvino, Trill Bitches, and you can Google it and see it on everything, all these different websites. Shout out once again to Raven Sorvino. Check it out, Trill Bitches.
That's what's up. And you guys heard it first right here and Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Once again, Raven Sorvino, Trill Bitches.
Politics wanna deal with you, swear niggas can't deal with you. Get your lean with your step back head. If you got a pretty face, you can train it to the back. Gold on the neck, rollie on the wrist, tortoise on the feet, yo, hold on the zish. Got your own whip, choppers wanna hate. I be rockin' real sick, them hoes rockin' fakes. Tracks being tight, nails looking bright. A trill ass bitch, you can spot it on sight. Fly as fuck in the air like Mike. Them hoes wanna bite, they ain't got no swag. On the Instagram, them hoes get mad. Be the main bitch, it's too insecure to be a fan. If a bitch wanna hate, bitch, it ain't on my level. Talking all the shit, send them hoes to the devil. Nigga, I'm a rebel, banging with the metal. Corny ass niggas ain't poppin' like kettle. Black on black, see, looking like a funeral. The body gotta die, they ain't gon' be me. Homicide when I ride, I murder every beat. Gold grill on my teeth, bitch, ODB. Where the trill bitches at? Slap back head, 40-ounce OE in the brown paper bag. Rolling up the weed, a bitch know how to act. Where the trill bitches at? Where the trill bitches at? Where the trill bitches at? OE in the brown paper bag. Rolling up the weed, a bitch know how to act. With a trill bitch sad, with a trill bitch sad. I'm calling all my trill bitches. Niggas jack, you wanna chill with you. Politics, you wanna deal with you. Some square niggas can't deal with you. Get your lean with your fat back head. If you got a pretty face, you can turn it to the back. 40-ounce fans of the black girl Beanie. In Leimert Park, thug, little girls wanna be me. Bad girl Riri, that's a trill ass bitch. OG shit, I be rockin' fresh kicks. Murder, murder, kill, kill. Everything fuckin' movie, step dollar bills. In the strip club, checking up the ladder heels. Ain't with the fuck shit, tell you how to chill. Roll it, smoke it, then pop a pill. On a Danny Brown shit, pop an extra pill. If a bitch wanna hate, this shit ain't on my level. Talking all the shit, send them hoes to the devil. Nigga, I'm a rebel, banging with the metal. Corny ass niggas ain't poppin' like a kettle. Black on black, shit looking like a fuel. The body gotta die, they ain't gon' be me. Homicide when I ride, I murder every beat. Go grill on my teeth, bitch, ODB. Where the trill bitches at? Slap back head, 40-ounce OE in the brown paper bag. Rolling up the weed, a bitch know how to act. Where the trill bitches at? Where the trill bitches at? Where the trill bitches at? Slap back head, 40-ounce OE in the brown paper bag. Rolling up the weed, a bitch know how to act. Where the trill bitches at? Where the trill bitches at?
Yeah, what's good? We back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. That right there, once again, was Raven Sorvino, Trill Bitches. Please go out and support her. Please go out and support TK, the whole movement, Synergy Group. It's all good. It's all love. Please, everybody, listen to Put 'Em On Blast Radio and support everybody you hear come on our show. Support them. Because they got to feed their family, too, just like you guys got to feed yours and we got to feed ours. So it's all about support and networking the right way. Business is business. But now, TK, I want to ask you, how do you feel about this new West Coast?
Oh, man, I love it. You know, I started with a lot of the new dudes about 10 years ago. Shout out to Glasses Malone. Shout out to the Homie Problems. Shout out to Bishop Lamont. Shout out to Rocket. Shout out to YG Hootie. I'm trying to think of anybody else that just been doing it for a long time. Joe Moses. Shout out to Joe Moses. All of them dudes that I just named, you know, I had some type of dealing with them problems. Shout out to the Homie Problems. Everybody that's pretty much did something in the last 10 years from this turf, I done ran into them and touched them. You know what I mean? Shout out to J-Rock. I either know them, they big homies, or I know somebody that they do music with. So I love the New West. I love the seeds of it. I love how the brothers are coming together. It used to be a time, you know, L.A., specifically L.A., like I said, the Bay, y'all kind of had y'all thing together a long time before we did. And, you know, brothers out here sometime on the in Southern California because of the street situation. You know, everything is real territorial. And, you know, it used to be a time. People, I'm from Compton. I don't mess with dudes in Long Beach. I don't mess with dudes in Pasadena. I'm from this part of South Central. I'm from the East Side. I don't mess with nobody on the West Side. I'm from Mid-City. I don't mess with nobody this, you know, the Southwest. Whatever it may be, you know, then it was a Crip and Blood thing. So when you, what I commend these new dudes about, you know, you see Nipsey Hussle and YG together. You know, you see a lot of the young artists are collaborating with each other. They're making money together. And they putting all that BS behind them. So I love it, man. I love the fact that the game has evolved. I love the fact that you got somebody like Nip, who is a straight, you know, what you would consider gangster rider and his lyrical ability. I love the fact that you got Dom Kennedy, who has more of a laid-back, relaxed style. I like the fact that you got I Am Sue and them dudes in the, from Richmond in different parts of the Bay to have a different thing. Shout out to the homie Stretch, who managed I Am Sue and them. And shout out to Dante Ross. Dante just signed I Am Sue over there at Warner Brothers at Asylum, so shout out to him. You know, I like all that. You know what I mean? I like the whole HBK movement. Shout out to them. I like the Live Wire out of Oakland. I really respect them. Shout out to Four Racks. Four Racks and the Mechanics. My guy Will Blast. Shout out to Will Blast from down here. That's one of my business partners. His people, they manage them and work with them. So I love all that, man. It's just a great feeling to see all these young dudes really do it, man. It just really be, you know, when I look at Sage and I look at I Am Sue and I look at Clyde Carson, you know, that's the manifestation of, you know, that's the Mac Dre's, that's the Richie Rich, that's the Mac. You know, I'm a Bay Area fanatic, you know what I mean? I've been listening to Bay rap, you know, since the 80s, you know what I'm saying? And I got a lot of game even before I came to the coast. I got a lot of game. You know, I was on 415 back in the day, you know what I'm saying? So I've been a fan of that, you know, Seagram. You know, it's a lot of people, you know, that thing that goes back. So to see these guys manifest that and not only go beyond what them guys were able to do, but to really, you know, fully get the money that them guys didn't get. You know what I mean? That's what's important to me, that they get the money and the recognition and they able to really to do some things that maybe we didn't do when we were 20 years old. They're able to do it in a better way. So I do nothing but take my hats off to these guys and salute them. I just wish that, you know, some of them, you know, sounded like the mature man I am. I just want brothers to get their minds right, you know, the syrup and the pills and everything has got them kind of, you know, it's got them kind of loose out here. So, you know, the generation that I came from, you know, I'm from the crack generation where we was out there putting that work in. We wasn't using it. And if you was using drugs amongst the people I was with, you was looked at as a lollipop, you know what I mean, a sucker, you know what I mean? So now, you know, it's the thing to get high out of your mind, to get drunk out of your mind, pass out in the club, pass out in the hood, you know what I mean? The people I was around, because we was dealing with money and we were dealing with weight in the sack, you know, you pass out around them, they, you know, they're going to find you naked somewhere cut up with all your,
yeah.
you know what I mean, your body parts and that sack gone, you know what I mean? So we couldn't, it wasn't no way I could go to sleep doing the things that I was doing when I was 20 years old, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I just, that's the only thing. I'm glad they had their minds a little bit better on the business. I just wish they get that, you know, that consumption of all that lean and them pills straight.
Yeah, I know. That's one thing that's killing us off and destroying us is those pills, those drugs, all of it. It's a white man's drug, and everybody's getting addicted to it like it's cool, and it's not. See what I'm saying? Just because you want to party and want to keep up with people don't mean you got to go do drugs to keep up with somebody. See what I'm saying? I ain't with all that. And the brain, and it fries your brain cells, and it makes it hard for you to think, remember. You can't focus. You can't do too much, and people treat you dirt bad when you're doing drugs, you know. So all you youngsters out there, y'all need to stop. Y'all need to change. Y'all need to do something. But anyways, TK, I want to ask you, when you make it to your peak, whatever peak you're trying to make it to, how would you give back?
Well, you know, right now I work with an organization called Project Give Back, and it's called Project Give a F. And, you know, what that simply means is that we care about the community. Right now, we did an event with all the skateboard and streetwear companies on Fairfax, which is a major fashion street in L.A. And we basically went to South Central, and we go to Mid-City, and we give out skateboards at skate parks, and we give out food, and we give out T-shirts. I intern with different people at my company. I basically, you know, do things in the community year-round, whether it's Easter. Whatever we do, we try to do things for the community. So the more money that I get, the more you'll see about my community involvement. My background is that Islam. So one of the things in Islam is called zakat, and that just basically means where you got to give back. That's like it's like a tax, you know, like the tithes, as they say in the church. And you got to give back, homie. And I think that one of the things is black people, all the Holocaust we went through from slavery, through the middle passage and everything, what allowed us to get back is that our grandmothers, you know, our great-great-grandmothers, our grannies and our great-great-grannies, they all were working in a collective effort, which meant that I may not get there, but I'm going to make sure that my granddaughter get there and that my great-granddaughter yeah. get there, and that's where we at. So we have a lot of people don't realize that they are royalty. They, you know, they feel like they trash. They feel like, don't nobody love me. I'm not better than the female. Let me just shake my butt. They feel like, oh, don't nobody want me. Let me tattoo my face up. I'm not. We royalty, man. We from the Most High. Everything that's in the universe comes from you. You're from that. You know what I mean? So you don't understand how powerful it is just to have the color of your skin, to have that melanin, to be able to retain the sun the way that you do. That's a God-given thing, but that's been taken away from us due to our lack of knowledge itself. So a lot of times we're running around here in a stupor. So my thing is to give back also. Money is great. It's great to get back with money, but the most important thing is your physical presence. And anybody knows that if you grew up in the hood and you was broke, your family may not have money, but if you had your mom, you had your pops, you had your grandmama, you had your granddaddy, your uncles, your aunties, if you had that family unit, it was worth more than millions of dollars because you had people that loved you. So the presence mm-hmm. of us, you know, standing up as a man, I feel like everybody that's over 30 that's a man needs to act like a man. You don't need to be the big homie. You need to act like a man, you know what I mean? Because I didn't have my father, so me being a father and standing up as a man is a new concept to me because I was geared on the streets, and the streets say you're supposed to have a lot of ladies, and the streets say you're supposed to have money, you're supposed to stunt on people, you're supposed to do this and that. So I had to reprogram and relearn. So kind of, you know, that's my way of giving back and re-educating the youth and making sure that they don't repeat the things that I did.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And that's straight realness right there. And right now, you know, we press for time, but I want to ask you one more question. Is there anything or anybody that you want to put on blast at this time?
You know what? Who do I want to put on blast? Let me think. Yeah, I like to put a lot of these, you know, punk record labels on blast. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I want to put them on blast is because they weren't able to really you know, help us get the money that we were supposed to get. They weren't able to put everything down the way they were supposed to put everything down.
Hello?
I weren't, you know, able to do the things that I was supposed to do. and move the way I'm supposed to move. So, you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to do now, you know what I mean? I feel like they've been supposed to kick in, you know what I mean? They use our culture, they appropriate our culture, and they you know, they take the worst elements of our culture and make money off of it. So I'm going to put them on blast, you know what I mean? They need to check their ship, and then we need to check ourselves and put a lot of these entertainers on blast too, because they making a lot of money off the community but ain't doing anything for the community. So if you done made money from the hood and you not in the hood, I'm putting you on blast.
That's what's up, because I know there's a lot of niggas out here in Sacramento that made it big and they did not give back to the hood. They didn't put nobody on. They shot a few music videos in Sacramento, and that was it. And now it's like they didn't got ran out the hood. Now you don't see them nowhere around the city at all. But they may be rapping, and while they rapping, they may be saying, yeah, I'm in the city, Sacramento, I'm in the city, but they really not. They lying. Because most of the rappers that's from Sac is not even here in Sacramento. They all bounced out. See what I'm saying? Mm. There's only a few of them that's really loyal that's still here in Sacramento. The rest of them, they all left. They all left the state. They all went down south to Atlanta. You know, they went to other states and stuff. You know, but it is what it is. You can't do that. If you're from the hood and you're from Sacramento or any other hood or any other city, and like you said, you're from the hood, you got to give back. You know what I'm saying? You got to give back. Throw some barbecues. Throw some, you know, stuff for the kids. Give them backpacks. Give them the kids some school shoes, some, you know, school books or something. You know, feed the homeless people in your neighborhood that are really starving and in need. You know, do what you got to do. But it's all.
Yeah, help them,
because
you know them anyway. They act like, you know, everybody in my neighborhood where I grew up at, where this is, and I'm like Pac. I stayed so many places. He had a song called My Block, Pac did, and he named out everywhere he stayed, from Baltimore to the Bronx to Harlem to Marin City to L.A. to Oakland. He just, and I'm like that too, you know what I mean? So it's people I grew up with in Tennessee, you know what I mean? It's people I grew up with. I lived in Detroit for a while and New York and Atlanta and out here. And everywhere I went and touched, homie, I was in the community. And I could still go back to them spots right now in them communities because I was respected in them communities, and I touched the turf. It's never been a part of me, no matter where I'm at. I done kicked it in the biggest mansions in Malibu and Beverly Hills and Bel Air and Laguna Niguel. All that, that's cool, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to be scared of my people. I'm a reflection of my people. I love my people, and we need to treat each other with the highest level of dignity and respect. And once you do that, then you'll understand it's a God-given blessing to be in the hood. Because everybody can't have it. It's a certain realism that we have in the American, in the inner cities of America, in these inner city neighborhoods that no one has in the world. You know what I mean? No one has. I don't care if you go to Soweto, Johannesburg, you go to Brazil, the favelas, no matter what you go, third world conditions in America. When you go to New Orleans, when you go to Chirac, when you go to all these places, they are just a reflection of what's going on, you feel me? And I seen that first world. I seen it here in America, you know what I mean? And it prepared me. I've had the pleasure to go out of the country, and it prepared me when I went to the third world countries and I got to travel outside of America. I saw what it was like. You know, my grandmother, God rest her soul, she grew up in Chicago, you know what I mean? And I've been in the Caprini Green homes, and I've been in the projects in Watts, and, you know, like I said, I've been in deep East Oakland, and I've been in Richmond. I've been in Atlanta and Bowen Homes and Grady Homes, and, you know, on the west side and east side of Detroit. Or I've been in the Bronx and in Harlem and Brownsville and Brooklyn. And them areas, man, they breed a certain type of person, homie. It breeds. If you can survive in these areas, man, like I said, man, it's a jungle. And I consider myself a lion. I consider myself a person who made it through. So to me, I live in Leimert Park right now in L.A., which is between the jungles. That's the inner city. And then you got the hills right there, what they call the Black Beverly Hills, Baldwin Hills. And I'm right in between at the cultural center. And I love it. I couldn't live nowhere else in L.A. And I think that just I could have lived anywhere I wanted to. I think that shows my commitment to my people, my commitment, culture. I'm dedicated, homie, to being the best person that I can, and I'm the best. I'm black, so I always reflect that. You know what I mean? My actual nickname is Black. You know, it's Black TK. You know, I just went by T. is black. My people call me black, and that means a lot to me because I'm proud to be who I am, and I reflect that in everything that I do. I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity to speak on that and really talk on some real things as opposed to me getting on here dissing another rapper or dissing this crew or this clique or talking about who's sleeping with who on a real hip Real Housewives, Love and Hip Hop. I don't care about any of that. None of that has anything to do with our progression and making money, and it's really dumbing us down. And I know people making their money off of those things, but at what expense, homie? At what expense?
Exactly.
I'll leave it on that note.
It's all good. We salute you for calling in. It's all love. You got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put Them On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. It's always been a pleasure, TK. Everybody, please go out, support TK, support, let me get it, Raven Servino. Go out, support her, support the Synergy Group. You know what I'm saying? Support everything that you hear on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Support your local artists. Support your local homeless. Support your local talent. So I'm saying, take care of the kids. Take care of the elderly. So I'm saying, do your part. Do what you got to do. It is what it is, but it's all good. But like I said, TK, we salute you. We tip our hat off to you. I just want everybody out there, like I tell everybody, like Russell Simmons. You know what I'm saying? I say the same thing every show. So I'm saying be safe. We need to stop the violence. We all need to come together as one. We all need to unite, and we all need to support our local artists. Support your local artists no matter where you are on this planet. Support your local artists. A big shout-out to Japan. A big shout-out to the UK, to China, Germany, France, Italy, all those places. All those people out there that be tuning in to Put 'Em On Blast Radio, we salute you guys all deeply. This is your host, once again, Crazy Mo Blabino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone, a.k.a. the West Coast Auntie. It is what it is, and it's all good. And before we end the show, TK, I want you to introduce this song right here, Lame, featuring Master P, Alley Boy, Fat Trail, and Faison, I guess.
Yes, sir, and that's by my it's one of the artists that I'm working with, a client that I have, David Sebastian, and you know, we had to give a shout out to Master P, as I said, you know, one of the forefathers of the independent game. A lot of us wouldn't be here now. I don't even know if I did say No Limit. I said No Limit. He is one of the fathers to this independent grind. We salute him. I salute you and everybody up there, man, in SAC, Northern California. California is a massive. And, you know, everybody out here, man, pushing that line. Don't be a lame, man. Support yourself. Support your people. Let's get this money, man. David Sebastian featuring Master P, Fat Trail, and Alley Boy Lane.
And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And we out.
Master P and this motherfucker. You got that Reebok pump for them fake niggas. Uh-huh. Only for the real niggas. Sebastian. Fat Trail, Alley Boy.
Fuck these lame ass niggas. No money getting fake chain ass niggas. Use a Damon Wayne, make your pain ass niggas. Motherfuck these lame ass niggas.
Bitch, I been rocking, I'm rocking, I'm ready to rock. Fuck every nigga who don't wanna see me get to the top. Okay, I been broken, I been paid. Hustling since the 10th grade. On my face, drunk and I'm driving the fuck out the way. I'm out. Tell a bitch gon' wipe me down. Pull that weed out of that Ziploc. These niggas is bitches. Mama dear, I got a check that ain't come. I'm up late on my rent. They cut off my cell phone. I ain't fucking with Sprint. I could pay out this ticket. It's been due since December, but I'd rather spend my last dollar shitting on you niggas.
Cause a nigga got dope. Bitch, nigga trippin' cause that trick nigga broke. Man, I'm in my Bentley by the motherfuckin' stove. And I might fuck
motherfuckers hope on the motherfucking low. Came up with nothing. Nigga, why are you tripping? Keep that folk cop. I ain't motherfucking slipping. Draped in all the gold. Nigga, feel like King Tut. Got this lil' nigga with me. They'll tear this bitch up. Me and Sebastian changing bitches like nigga changing tie coat. Fire your muscle bill. It's about to be a fucking ride. In the back with my dog. We don't fuck with your lame alley boy. Fat trail. No limit in the game.
No buzz, no chain, no fifth blow brain.
No shame, ass nigga.
I had came for the game. Double back and got your bitch. When she see me, know what's up. It's no limits, filthy rich. Piecing up my neck and wrist. My fit is check, my check a whip. Bitch attack, that bitch is spit. From the hip to your lip. Now your shirt saying rip. And your mama can't forget how I feel to shed a tear. How I feel to get a
when you see me, you see duct tape. See no limit, money no limit. Too many bitches, no limit. These shrimp niggas, they penny pinching. Louis V. Mob, I'm Louis Down. New Orleans, back to A-Town. D.C., me and Fat Trail. Get a dope with an old scale. Got hair run, big cocaine in my. You can check my resume and come back solid. Must be with it so you know I'm about to. It's hot shit, nigga, don't need no life. Throw my dog, real young ho. Lame ass niggas don't fuck with y'all. Headshot, blessed, ain't shot going off. Told y'all fake niggas my word, no.
Fuck these lame ass niggas. Don't know money getting fake chain ass niggas. You can take no money, but you pay ass niggas. Motherfuck these lame ass niggas.
You see me swag down my new way. Swag down my boots. Swag down my ball, man. I'm swagging out in this joke.
Lame ass nigga.